Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody, Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. Welcome back. We are here today talking with a best-selling author of Measure Up, Josh McAfee. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Hey, Wendy, hey, JC. Good. How about you guys?
Fantastic. We are both excited to hear about some tips from you to help job seekers. And boy, are there many that are fleeing jobs for one reason or other, and which we may get into if you'd like. And sure. But at the same time, even though they have amazing experience, they are struggling to find a new job. So I know that JC has some stats that he wants to share right about now. Good for you?
Absolutely, Wendy.
Works for me.
All right, so check it out. Josh, not sure if these are going to hit, but your words are going to go a long way into kind of making this vibe out at the end. The hiring process, it typically lasts 36 days, yet 34% of 2022 candidates did not hear back from employers even after 2 months. While 23% expect a response within a week, 57% lose interest in a prolonged hiring process. Job postings typically attract, on average, 250 resumes, and it takes 21 to 80 applications and 5 to 6 months from application through to hiring. Networking. Networking accounts for 60% of job discoveries and fills 85% of positions, with 50.8% of job seekers actively engaging in networking during their search. Thoughts on that?
Yes.
Yes, it takes forever. And then they give up, right?
So it's interesting. So there's two sides of this coin. Actually, there's multiple sides of this coin. There's let's go with the employer side real quickly. So candidates, you know, get frustrated, but if you peel back and the average is 250 applicants, that's overwhelming for a recruiter. That's overwhelming for a company to deal with. It's darn near impossible to do that. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that just spam their resumes everywhere, which exacerbates, you know, the situation entirely. So my request for job seekers is to show a little bit of grace and appreciation. That goes a long way. But I'll also say, if you get a recruiter on the phone or a hiring manager and things are progressing forward, my tip is to say, hey, when can we schedule a follow-up time, and get something on the books for a quick 5 or 10 minute touch base. That tends to create the urgency and accountability in the hiring plan. And then you're not following up and wondering what's going on. Another thing that you can do as a candidate to help stand out is use a tool like Convoke.ai or Calendly or another calendaring tool to not just send your calendar link and hope somebody schedules with you, but send a really compelling message and say, hey, love to connect. How about one of these times? And use the plugins to where you can actually embed the times in the email. So all they have to do is click on one. And that gives it, that makes you a lot easier to schedule with and gives you the ability to make their job easier. And little things like that absolutely, you know, are noticed.
Love that.
So in terms of companies losing interest, or candidates losing interest, excuse me. Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yep.
And oftentimes companies have a hard time, you know, it's too many optionsitis in a lot of cases, and they're trying to get through. If you're working with a good recruiter, they try and narrow it down to batches of 5 to 7 candidates at a time, so that they can get those through the hiring process and get to the hire as quickly as possible. From a candidate's perspective, you just have to know that recruiters, there's no bonus points or cookie for degree of difficulty. Their job is to get that hire to happen with as good a candidate as possible, as fast as possible. Everything that you can do to make that easier for them is helpful. Same thing on the hiring manager side. So those stats are real. Those stats are frustrating. You know, but that's just kind of the market as it is right now.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, to get put a job posting up and wake up the next morning or even within a few days and have over 250 resumes, not saying 250 qualified resumes, right? 250 resumes. And then, you know, for our employers that are listening, if you're posting a job and you're not getting a lot of resumes, well, there's something wrong with your job. It's usually the pay and the benefits. And it may also be the wording of the job ad itself, especially when they're negative. I just crack up laughing. And then I want to like jump through the computer at the same time when I see job ads that are like, don't do this. Don't email this. Negative, negative, negative. I'm like, gee, I wonder why you have turnover. I wonder why you're filling this position.
You know, real quick. I want to springboard and riff on that, add to that for you and toss it back to you, Josh. You know, when we're thinking about that number and everything that Wendy said, and you compound that with applicant tracking systems and what people have come to know that, you know, I don't necessarily need to put my best foot forward. I just need to beat the computer. I mean, this is all factors nowadays, right?
Yeah.
The ATSs aren't as smart as people give them credit for. A lot of times they just get overwhelmed, and then the people, you know, you get 500 people to make it through the funnel, and you can only really, you know, focus on, you know, 50 to 100 of those resumes before you get the hire. So ranking higher in them, there's tools out there to help your resume. One of the ones that I like and I refer a lot of people to is resumeworded.com to put their resume as well as their LinkedIn profile through. But there's neat little tricks that you can do to get yourself further in the funnel faster. And, you know, apply. You know, if you see a job, absolutely apply to it. But then I always teach people to go out, figure out who the hiring manager might be on LinkedIn, and send them a quick note on LinkedIn or create a little Loom video and send it and just say, you know, hey, saw the job, I applied to it, I think I'd be able to help your team with X. Love to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Find two or three people that are in similar roles or complementary roles within the company. Send them a note and say, hey, I'm considering working for your company. I'd love to hear what you love about the company. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? And get them out for a cup of coffee, hear what they love about the company. And then just throw this little tidbit in at the end. Hey, by the way, do you guys have an employee referral program? Guess what happens as soon as they realize, oh, crap, we do. There's a dollar amount attached to this guy. You've now got a champion or two or three inside the company that then are going to shamelessly make sure your resume gets to the top of the pile. I've had hiring managers and CEOs call me and they said, listen, I really dislike you. I've got five employees now that are expecting an employee referral for this one person, you know, because the candidate asked all of them if they have an employee referral program. And we asked him why he did that. He said, because Josh McAfee told me in his book. And I smiled and they're a client now. So, you know,
I love it. And, you know, I also wanted to say for the folks that are on either side, if you're on the employee side or you're on the employer side with an opening, you know, you have to realize that it's hard for everybody. And we're talking about, you know, building a winning team for small business owners. Most small businesses, they don't even have an applicant tracking system. So it's somebody filtering through 900 resumes that are coming in. So follow the rules, follow the processes. If they told you to submit a resume through this channel, do it, and then do also more to stand out. But if you didn't, and in the beginning, follow the basic rules, then they're going to say, yeah, this person's a rule breaker. So, which in some cases might be okay, but other cases may not be. And you're never going to know, you know, every manager's personality is different. So very, very, very important to get this right the first time. So you can just get your foot in the door, get in and say, hey, put me in, coach, I'm in, and get the interview and then nail it. So thank you so much
Absolutely.
For that information.
You bet.
Hey, everybody, we're going to wrap up this session. And remember, this is session two of a 5-part series talking about building a winning team, insights for small business owners. We'll be back shortly with episode 3. We're going to be talking a little bit more about, you know, small business owners knowing the importance of every single hire. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.